With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoires. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. The time is finally arriving to celebrate the great festival of Christmas, and though December 24th this year shares both the fourth Sunday of Advent and Christmas Eve, we'll start the celebration on With Heart and Voice with great sacred choral and organ music for the season. Wonderful works by John Rutter, Thomas Tallis, Harold Dark, and many others. We'll begin with Sir David Wilcock's brilliant arrangement of the beloved Christmas hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with the English Brass Ensemble and Christopher Dernley at the organ. O Come All Ye Faithful, as arranged by Sir David Wilcox, begins our celebration of Christmas today. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with the English Brass Ensemble. Latvian composer Rihards Dubra has composed a simple yet joyful introit for Christmas with his setting of Hodie Christus Natus Est. The dance-like quality brings us joyfully into the spirit of the day. Rupert Goff leads the choir of Royal Holloway. Hodie Christus Natus Est by Rihards Dubra was sung by the choir of Royal Holloway under the direction of Rupert Goff. A sprightly carol by John Rutter is next, for which he wrote both words and music. He composed Shepherd's Pipe Carol in the 1960s while he was an undergraduate at Clare College, Cambridge, and it has all the hallmarks of Rutter's easygoing and approachable musical style. It's performed here by Polyphony with the City of London Sinfonia, all led by conductor Stephen Layton.
Thank you.
Clayton led Polyphony and the City of London Sinfonia in John Rutter's Shepherd's Pipe Carol. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The rich polyphony of Renaissance master Thomas Tallis is in clear evidence in our next selection, a Magnificat for five voices dating from the mid-16th century. Martin Baker leads the choir of Westminster Cathedral, London, as it would be performed for Christmas Vespers.
Thank you.
The expansive Magnificat for Five Voices by Thomas Tallis was performed by the Choir of Westminster Cathedral, London, directed by Martin Baker. Organist Jerry Hancock was legendary in the U.S. as a brilliant improviser and one who kept alive and helped renew that tradition in this country. Since improvisation involves composing in the moment, it's not always possible to document or recover the music that springs forth. Fortunately, Mr. Hancock recorded a number of discs of improvisations, including our next selection on the carol Personet Hodie, a tune often associated with the text, On This Day Earth Shall Ring. He plays the Taylor and Booty instrument in the gallery of St. Thomas Church, Fifth Avenue in New York. Jerry Hancock's improvisation on Personet Hodie was recorded on the Taylor and Booty organ of St. Thomas Church, New York. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Indianapolis Symphonic Choir sings next in the French carol Il est né, wonderfully arranged by Jackson Berkey. Mr. Berkey studied piano at Juilliard and has led a varied career as arranger and featured keyboardist with the popular 1980s ensemble Mannheim Steamroller. Eric Stark leads the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir.
Oh,
The French carol Elaine, as arranged by Jackson Berkey, was performed by the Indianapolis Symphonic Choir under the direction of Eric Stark. It's not often that a new hymn or carol for Christmas can nudge its way into the long-established canon of favorite music for the season. Our next selection, however, is something of an exception to that, as it has gained more and more currency in the mix of Christmas hymnody. Writer Yaroslav Vida collaborated with composer Carl Schalk in 1979 to create a beautiful new Christmas hymn, Before the Marvel of This Night. We'll hear it sung by the choir of Trinity Church Boston, led by Brian Jones. Brian Jones led the choir of Trinity Church Boston in the lovely Christmas hymn, Before the Marvel of This Night. Christina Rossetti's 1872 text, In the Bleak Midwinter, enjoys two iconic musical settings which are beloved by many. Gustav Holst's hymn setting, and our next selection, a choral one by Harold Dark, Holst's somewhat younger contemporary. We'll hear a performance by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque. Maxine Thévenot leads, with soloists Jordan Tatum and Todd Parker. Music of Harold Dark on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
In the Bleak Midwinter, as set by Harold Dark, was sung by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque. Maxine Devineaux directed. Robert Grogan offers a French Noël next, as we hear him perform the Noël Suisse by Claude Balbastre on the organ of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. Noël Suisse by Claude Balbastre was performed by Robert Grogan at the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Every Christmas Eve, people around the world wait to hear the opening of the Service of Nine Lessons and Carols broadcast from King's College, Cambridge, with the lone treble soloist beginning the hymn, Once in Royal David's City. We'll hear it performed by the Truro Cathedral Choir, directed by Christopher Gray. Luke Bond plays the organ.
Thank you.
Christopher Gray led the Truro Cathedral Choir in Once in Royal David's City. Treble soloist was Harry Flint. Probably one of the most universal of Christmas carols, sung around the world and often by candlelight, is Silent Night. With text by Joseph Moore and music by Franz Gruber, it's been translated into many languages, and in our next piece, Leo Nestor has incorporated three stanzas, one in the original German, one in Spanish, and the final stanza in English. This lovely arrangement is performed by the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. Dr. Nestor conducts with Robert Grogan at the organ. Silent Night in three languages as arranged and conducted by Leo Nestor. He led the choir of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. Perhaps no more brilliant chorus announces the birth of Christ than George Frideric Handel's exuberant piece from Messiah, For Unto Us a Child is Born. John Rutter leads the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia. Thank you. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers and City of London Sinfonia in For Unto Us a Child is Born from Messiah by George Frideric Handel. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to begin the festive celebration of Christmas. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Merry Christmas, and I hope you'll join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.